Cattle are paying attention to cash and fundamentals. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We've had a pretty decent trading week for our cattle futures, and it's nice to not see them react to a whole bunch of news. They're actually paying attention to demand in feeders, fundamentals, and the cash trade out there. And joining us today, Scott Barlick with Coima, Coima, and Barlick.
Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all, Danielle, and I think you're spot on that we're happy that we're looking at that cash and fundamentals, that finally gets to be the lead story. So I think that's a good thing for us as we're getting some of the outside political influence behind us a little at a time.
And on Tuesday of this week,
there was an inspection at the Santa Teresa port. Lack of information comes out of there. Nobody really knows what happened. I guess they checked the scales, made sure they worked, made sure the gate was still shut. That's what we have so far. But there's been some rumors circulating on January 1 that there's going to be some opening, some cattle coming across. And we keep talking about Mexican border. It's getting soaked up into the market a little bit all the time, the more we talk about it. So that's okay. So when it does open, hey, we know it's going to open. Maybe we don't have to have this big, we got to sell it kind of effect on the market. And we can look at that cash market because that's been pretty good. Our cash feeders really recovered as soon as some of these negative stories quit.
And our hog market has had a fairly quiet week as well. Posted a few fairly positive days on the week, but just no news really circling around that market.
It feels like it's getting left behind with cattle futures. And yes, those are not necessarily always just tied together. They don't just move in tandem, but you get a little boost in the cash and the cutout. It's just the time of the year where we can maybe put a little bit on. Trying to get this December hog contract off the board, it goes off Friday, and that's kind of, you know, your low month for the year. That is usually going to be the lowest one on the board, and that's what's happening. So I think we get that behind us, we can start to look a little bit out ahead.
And Scott says especially looking out to those summer months. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.